From a brand new recording, which is called Will Boyd, Live at the Red Piano Lounge. That was Shamina featuring Will Boyd on the soprano sax. I believe that was Jonathan Scales on the steel pan there. And also on this recording, maybe not all in this song, but on this recording, we've got Kelly Jolly on vocals, Keith Brown on the keys, John Hamer on bass, Kenneth Brown on drums, Tamara Brown on tambourine. So, Will, how do you feel about this record? This is...
I feel relief. That's what I feel like. I've played on many recordings for others. This is like the first time I've done a full one for myself. I've done a recording with my wife, Kelly Jolly, and something with Keith Brown, that Dreams of Moran. And I also did a recording before that, kind of a, not to put out, but it was called Introducing Will Boyd. I just needed something for radio. And actually, the first song that I wrote in Knoxville was for this radio show in Chattanooga. And I came up with the melody in the car. And that was Shamina. And I've always wanted to do it with a full band. So that's the very first song we wrote. And that's Kelly's middle name.
Ah, okay. I didn't even know that.
Yep. Kalitria Shamina Jolly.
How did she like the song?
Oh, yeah, she loved the song. Even when I did it, I think years ago, I recorded at Scott Peterson's house or something like that. And it was me and this guitarist that used to live in Knoxville, Bob James and Justin Haynes on keys. And it was just the three of us.
Was it nerve-wracking doing it, knowing that the mics were on and that one of these two versions had to be the keeper?
Actually, at first it wasn't, until after I got the mix. And then I was thinking, oh, well, if we totally bomb one, we'll just take the other one. But when we had multiple good recordings of everything, it was like, now there's the tough call.
And how did you eventually decide on, like, which version of which song to play? I mean, I guess it all comes down to you in this case.
Came down to, I guess, the execution of the tune, you know, the least amount of mistakes and the energy. You know, that's what I was all about. For live recordings, you definitely want to get the most energetic one. And the first nights are usually more energetic just because everybody has this nervousness, this edge, because they don't know what's going on or how things are going to flow because we haven't performed this yet. Whereas the second night, it's a little bit more precise as far as accuracy in executing the music, but then the energy dies down because it's like predictable.
Did you use mostly takes from the first night then?
Yes.
Did you use any from the second night?
Yes. I did a couple from the second night. I think the second track on there, Brown Family Get Down, I think that's from the second night.
And so if somebody came to one of those two shows, then they're on the record at least clapping. Or
yes.
Something.
Yes, they are.
Did the people and the audience know that it was going to be a live recording? Did you?
Yes, I advertised.
Did you tell them at any point, like, okay, hey, don't yell stuff in the middle of the song?
I told them the opposite.
And how did you feel about the audience those particular nights?
Yeah, I really thought the audience was great, and they were helped energize us to, you know, play better and rise up to the occasion, you know, of putting some high energy, you know, exciting, fun stuff down, you know, and just bringing my music to life.
What did the other musicians have to tell you before the thing, or how did you work with them and prepare them and vice versa?
I guess the biggest advice from any of the musicians was probably from the drummer, Kenneth Brown, since I had already played on his Three Down album, and he was just letting me know about the logistics after the post-recording stuff. You know, you need to use this guy for mastering and so on and so forth. Really, I think Keith was busy getting ready to prepare for his big move, so I was just trying to make sure I got all my musicians in, you know, a place for that. I didn't even know that the Red Piano would be closing like a week or two after that. It was all like fortuitous that I can get everybody at the same place at the same time. Jonathan Scales, the steel drummer, he's usually on the road. You know, he's with Rope-A-Dope, the same label as Snarky Puppy, and he's always touring. So I just caught him that week where he would be in town to play. So it just all kind of fell into place.
You're listening to Improvisations. We're talking with Will Boyd. His new recording is called Live at the Red Piano Lounge. Will's in the studio with us. What's another track that we can check out?
Let's see. Let's go with listening to some Kelly Jolly and some of the Barry. So let's go to Akani Smile.
Thank you. feeling take over you. When you find a reason to smile, you're on your way. When you find a reason to smile, who cares what happened in your past? When you find a reason to smile, don't let go. When you find a reason to smile, makes you feel just like a baby child. When you find a reason to smile, do your dance. When you find a reason to smile, don't worry if it's right or wrong. When you find a reason to smile, make it last. Free yourself. So bad. When you find a reason to smile, heaven knows, when you find a reason to smile, you let your light come shining through. When you find a reason to smile, show the world. We'll be right back.
Connie Smile.
Will Boyd from his brand new recording, live at the Red Piano Lounge. Will, this is and that's Kelly Jolly on the vocals.
That's correct.
And now, as the listeners of our station will know, Kelly Jolly has a show on Friday nights. It's called Jazz Jam, and now it's on Sunday afternoons at 2. So it's got an encore.
Yes, that's great.
I love that tune and the feel of it. And tell me a little bit about the history of this song.
This song is from a previous recording I did called Dreams of Mururan, and is actually written for a friend of ours named Akane, who used to live in Knoxville's sister city in Japan, Mururan. Now she's in a bigger city, Sapporo, with her husband and two daughters. And when we met her, she was like the translator that helped us out, and she was only in high school at the time. So, and that was many years ago, but...
I guess she's heard the song.
Yeah, she's heard the song. She heard the original version. She hasn't heard this version yet, so she'll be excited to hear it, I think.
And you're going back to Japan.
Yes, in April we're going back to Japan, but I don't know that we'll make it to northern Japan where Mururan is. It's in Hokkaido. We've never been to southern Japan, so that's where we're going, to Okinawa.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to hook up with some friends that Mary Megumi Gucci and David Ralston, they have a group called... Okinawa Americana. And it's kind of like a folk, bluesy, jazzy, traditional Okinawan music style.
Are you going to play with them?
Yes.
In Okinawa?
Yes. And some other places. I think as soon as we get off the plane, we're playing a show in Fukuoka on the main island. Then we'll fly over to Okinawa and do some shows there.
Wow. That's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to it, just to get out for a little bit.
Yeah. Give my regards. If you just tuned in to Improvisations, we're talking with Will Boyd. His new record is just outstanding. It's called Live at the Red Piano Lounge, and it's exactly what it says it is. It's a live recording, recorded over two nights down there, and it's got just an all-star lineup. You heard Kelly Jolly there. Jonathan Scales on the steel pan, and that's a thing you don't hear much on jazz recordings. Keith Brown on the keys, John Hamer on the bass, Kenneth Brown on the drums. What song should we close out with?
I don't know. What are you feeling? I feel like I was doing all my Dreams from Mururan stuff, but I want to hold off on that and do something, I think, a little bit more straight ahead, I guess. This one is called The Brown Family Get Down. I wrote that for literally the Brown family. That's like Donald and Keith and Ken and Tamara and Miss Dorothy and Cynthia and Donald Jr. and all those guys.
How did they like it?
I'm sure Keith and Ken like it because they've on a recording, but nobody's heard this yet. A lot of people haven't even heard this music. I mean, it's literally just coming out. So.
Okay, so this is brand new. If someone wants to pick up this CD, where can they find it? How can they get it? Where should they go?
They can go to CD Baby right now, but very, very soon it'll be available on iTunes and Amazon as well, or any online site. So,
if you want it tonight. Just search CD Baby and just search Will Boyd Red Piano Lounge and it should pop right up.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Brown Family Guitar.
Thanks for listening to this WUOT podcast. I'm Todd Steed. Hey, if you'd like to support this radio station and the mission we're on, visit our website, WUOT.org. There are a lot of ways you can support WUOT. One is to donate. Another is just to listen and tell people about our radio station. Thanks again for listening to WUOT.